现在这个下有阴沉的天气，能够见到大家。
One week ago, I was on an airplane returning from Asia.
一个星期以前，我在飞机上从亚洲回来。
And I bring greetings to you from brothers and sisters in the country of Malaysia.
我从马来西亚那边的兄弟姐妹们给你们带来问候。
Where I was teaching at a Bible school in near the city of Ipoh.
我在那个叫尼泊的城市在教这边。
We're going to continue our series from 1 Timothy this afternoon.
今天下午我们继续讲提摩太前书第五章。
Entitled Blueprint.
这个题目叫做 Blueprint，
Looking at God's design for the church.
看神对教会的设计。
And we have looked at the message of the church.
已经讲过给教会的信息。
The meetings where the church gathers,
当教会聚集的时候意义。
ministers of the church,
教会的施工。
the mission of the church.
教会的拆派，
And today, in chapter 5, and in a couple of weeks' time from chapter 6, we want to consider the ministries of the church.
今天的第五章和再过2个星期的第六章，我们说教会的四路。
Join your hearts with mine as we begin with a word of prayer.
让我们一起预备我们的心来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us.
天父，我们为你的恩典和你的
Even in the midst of life's difficulties and challenges, You are faithful.
在我们生活中的困难，得不到恩典。
Thank you for the comfort that your presence
感谢你的存在，能带来安慰。
brings. Lord, we ask humbly that you would speak to us through your word this afternoon.
我们谦卑的来到你的面前，祈求你会对我们指点说话。
And help us, Lord, see how these words to a church in the past can be an encouragement to us today.
当我们看见在主对前的教会所说的话，同样也能够像今天来激励我。
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It was August 7th, 1974,
在1974年的8月7号。
when a young French tightrope walker committed the artistic crime of the century.
这个年轻的人，他做了一个
Yeah, it was an artistic crime.
艺术上的一个注意。
His name was Philippe Petit,
他的名字叫菲律宾。
and he, with the help of some friends, managed to extend a tightrope wire between the twin towers of the World Trade Center.
借着朋友的帮助，他能够在以前的世贸双子楼中间连了一个很细的这种钢绳。
Took his staff in his hand and began to walk across the wire. This balancing act, as you can imagine, required tremendous focus.
可以想象，像这样的平衡的这种行动是。要非常集中的精力，
Because of the windy conditions,
由于风的原因，
And because of the police and others that were trying to get him to come off of the wire.
还有一些警察和一些人想让他从这个钢丝上面下来，
He was arrested.
他被拘捕了。
But later, as he was being interviewed,
但是后来他被面试的时候，
he said something very interesting about balance.
他说了关于这样说这样的平衡的这样的一个想法。
He said balance is very useful in life.
能够做到平衡，在生命中是非常有用的。
Like bread and water.
就像面包和水。
Balance should be taught in school.
在这种能够做到平衡，也应该在被教导。
Balance enriches your mind and your body and your life.
能够做到平衡，能让你的生命，生活中更加的丰盛。
And I would add to these words of Philippe Petit that balance enriches the life of the church.
我也可以加上说，像他这样的这个评价行为，使教会也来到这里。
At times, church leadership may seem like an impossible balancing act.
有的时候，对于教会的领导来说，要做到平衡，真的是可能的。
Because of all the demands and the winds of expectation.
有各样的期待。
And one area that requires balance is in the allocation of financial resources.
有一个方面就是在这个钱财方面的这个平衡。
That's the question that we're dealing with here in 1 Timothy chapter 5.
这也是在《马太前书》第5章讲的。
The question of whether these resources should go to ministries.
所以讲到这些钱财应该是用在侍奉上吗？
In this case, it was caring for the needs of widows.
或者是看顾这些寡妇们呢？
Or should those resources go to the support of pastors and ministries staff?
或者是去支持牧师和那些在教会工作的人员。
Brothers and sisters, all churches and ministries have limited resources.
兄弟姐妹们，所有的教会都有有限的资源。
We need to decide how to allocate those resources.
我们必须决定怎么样。
Between practical ministries on the one hand,
一方面，我们要去用在一些很实际的这些问题上。
caring for pastors and staff on the other.
另外一方面，我们也要关注牧师和教会的员工。
Now, verses 1 and 2 here encourage church leaders to handle these decisions in a loving and affirming and respectful way.
在第1节和第2节里面，鼓励我们在处理这些事情的时候，必须是以爱、肯定和鼓励的方式来进行。
After all, the church is like a family.
我们的教会就像一个家庭一样。
So older members should be treated respectfully as parents.
年长的兄弟姐妹应该被像父母一样的对待。
And younger ones as siblings.
年轻的就像兄弟姐妹一样被对待。
What we need to see is three ways in which the church needs to care for the resources entrusted to them.
那么我们看到这些资源需要从3个方面来看，怎么样分配？
The church first has a responsibility to care for those who are in need.
教会有责任照顾那些有需要的人。
Now, again, the specific issue for the church that Timothy was pastoring in Ephesus
这个在提摩太在以弗所书教会需要面对的问题是，
was about the care of widows.
就是怎么样照顾这些寡妇。
This may not be a specific need or ministry today.
也许这个不是今天我们需要。关注的。
But the principles we discover here in this passage apply to various needs and ministries in the church.
但是这个原则对我们今天的各样的处理事情来说，还是一样的实用。
Well, let's recognize first that God has always had a heart for widows, for orphans, and for the vulnerable.
神对我们所有的这些寡妇，还有那些孤儿和那些软弱的人都有怜悯的心。
And the church here in Ephesus was right to care for widows.
耶和所的教会也有责任来负责他们的那些寡妇。
This was especially true at a time in history when governments and society did not offer any support.
这个特别重要，因为那个时候政府并没有给这些人提供任务。
But apparently things had gotten out of balance.
但是明显在那个时候，这个照顾寡妇的事情有一点太影响了教会了。
The church in Ephesus had been investing so much in the care of widows that it had become a financial burden.
教会花了太多的钱在照顾寡妇身上，结果这件事情成了教会的一个很大的负担。
So these verses 3 to 16 offer three ways for the church to regain its equilibrium.
所以从第3节到16节就讲到怎么样从三个方面来讲，怎么样把这些教会的事情能够平衡好处理好。And
yet continue to care for those in need.
也继续的能够帮助那些需要的人。
First, the church can help families to take responsibility.
首先，教会要帮助家庭来照顾他们自己的。
We see this in verses 3 to 8.
我们从第3节到第8节看到。
Honor widows who are truly widows.
去帮助那些确确实实是寡妇的人。
But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own house.
但是那个寡妇如果自己有儿子，有孙子，那让他们的儿孙来照顾他。
The first responsibility for the care of people with practical needs belongs to their family.
对人的照顾，首先第一需要的是他的家庭去照顾这些。
There's a distinction made in these verses between a widow with a family
区别的是有的寡妇是有家庭的,
and those who are truly widows.
还有一些寡妇确实是完全是真正的寡妇。
In other words, a widow with no family to care for her.
那么这些寡妇是没有家庭来帮他们的。
So the church should not be expected to provide for a person when those needs ought to be met by their
family.
So part of our responsibility in the church is to help families see their responsibility. The second point is that the church can help those who have real needs.
教会也可以关心那些真正需要的人。Verses
9 and 10 make this clear.
第9节到第10节就让他很清楚。Let
a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband, and having a reputation for good works, if she has brought up children and has shown hospitality and has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and has devoted herself to every good work.
就是第9节到第10节，寡妇记在册子上，必须年纪到60岁，从孩子做一个丈夫的妻子，就有行善的名声，就如养育儿女，接待远人，洗圣徒的脚，救济遭难的人，竭力行各样善事。Brothers
and sisters, these verses mention qualifications for widows who could receive help from the church.
这个讲的就是啊，这样的保护才能够从教会里面得到成就和照顾，
She had to be 60 years of age or older.
必须是60岁以上。
The implication is that she is not able to remarry or to work.
他不能再结婚，也不能够做的话，
Especially in the society at that time in history.
特别是在当时的历史背景之下，
She had to have been the wife of the faithful wife of one husband.
他必须是一个丈夫忠实的妻子，
She had to have had a good reputation.
他也必须有好名声。
Not just someone looking to profit financially.
并不是某个人想就是从这个资产上面得到，
But someone who is genuinely willing and able to help others.
而是某这个人就是特别的愿意去帮助别人。
And she should, as we read on verses 11 and 12, be someone who is willing to devote herself to the ministry of the church.
就像我等下要看到第11节和第12节，这个光是愿意教会我带来的。不是，
Now, let me ask the question, what does all of this mean for us today?
所以这些讲的对于我们今天有什么意义吗？
Well, it means that there will be people in our church who genuinely need care.
就是说，在我们的教会里，有人确实是需要得到照顾。
But even in helping people who genuinely need care, we should exercise discretion.
就是要照顾这些人，我们也要小心，要有这个平台。
And lay out criteria for those who can receive help.
你必须把这个标准，让大家知道怎么样的人能够得到资助和照顾。
Let me give you an example.
比如说。
In our home church, we have what we call a benevolent fund.
在 Festus 刚才的教会里面有一个叫
A benevolent fund, it's a fund that is an extra offering that is designated to help people in the church family and community who need help.
有一个特殊的这个自动的账号，专门是来用来帮助这些需要的人的。
So every once a month when we have communion, we take this extra offering.
在自己的时候，会专门收集这个特殊的。
But even as needs arise in people's lives,
但是人们在不同的时候就有一些需要。
in the church, and people in the community,
在教会，在社区。
someone perhaps loses their job and they have to still pay the rent on their apartment.
有的人没有工作，但是他也必须要付房租。
Someone suddenly has an unexpected medical expense.
突然有这个医疗的费用。
Someone is just destitute and they're trying to provide for their family.
这就是尽量的为他们的家庭。
And this fund is there to help these people with legitimate needs.
这样的账号就是专门来帮助这样的家庭。
But even then, they're required to sit down with a pastor or a staff person.
但是这样的话，他们也需要这个牧师和施工的人一起来讨论一下，
To explain why they have this need.
为什么他们需要这样的。
To receive counsel from the church.
你从教会得到，
And to make it clear that they're not to become completely dependent upon the church.
他们不是我听，教会。
So that's just one example of how we can still minister to people who have genuine needs, but to do that with discretion.
可以照顾这些人，但是有要
We can still minister to people who genuinely have needs, but to do that with discretion, with wisdom, and in a way that they don't become dependent.
就是在处理这件事情的时候，也要有智慧，这样他们不是完全的依赖于教会。
As we move on in this passage, with regard to the church caring for those in need,
我们继续的看这个教会怎么样来照顾这些需要的人。
we see in verses 11 to 16 that the church can help people in other practical ways.
11节到16节，教会可以有另外的一些方式来照顾一些需要的人。
The point is made in the passage that younger widows were not to receive financial support from the church.
一些年轻的寡妇就服从教会，拿到一些资助。
It's because the church could help them in other practical ways.
教会可以在实际上有另外的方法来帮助他们。
Again, at this time, a woman didn't really have opportunities like women do today.
当然，这些像现在的人有很多的机会，
But the church could help her remarry,
但是教会可以重新结婚，
find work,
找到工作，
and find purpose in caring for a home and a family.
让他知道怎么样照顾他自己的家庭。
Churches can help today help those in need in other practical ways.
今天的教会不必也可以。面临关照需要的，
Offering counsel,
有给大家咨询、
comfort,
安慰、
encouragement.
鼓励。
Some churches even have created teams that will go out and do practical work to assist people in need.
有的教会甚至会安排一些人专门去给大家做事，去照顾他们。
Imagine an elderly woman who's no longer able to go out and shovel the snow or mow the grass.
有一些年长的，没有能力能够自己铲雪，买那个啥食物。
How great would it be if a youth group came and said, we're going to take care of that for you?
那有年轻的兄弟姐妹可以帮忙我们去做这件事情。
You see the point.
看到这一点吗？
There are at our church, there are teams of retired men.
Right, Scott countrymen 教会他们有一些退休的男士。
And they will go and they'll do repairs in homes, so they'll help with those kinds of practical things for those who need it.
他们会给那些需要的家庭去修他们的家里需要修的东西。
Brothers and sisters, the point is that the church should be free to help those with genuine needs.
主要是这个教会要去帮助那些确实是有需要的家。
Without that becoming a financial burden on the church.
会成为教会的这个资产上的负担。
And that's why I chose this Sunday, Galatians 6:10, as our memory verse.
你是为什么他选择这个加拉太书的第6章的这一节作为他的今天的背诵的主题？
So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of household of faith. Galatians 6:10.
So, 有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信主于家的人更当这样。
Again, we see that churches need to be wise and balanced with ministry expenses.
所以教会需要有智慧，能够平衡这些各样的事工。
Because, secondly, churches also need to care for those who need it.
教会特别的也需要照顾这些领导教会的这些人员。
Churches need to, yes, care for those who are in need.
我们要照顾那些有需要的人。
But they also need to care for their leaders.
也需要照顾这个教会的这些领导们。
In these next verses, 17 to 20,
下面是17节到20节。
highlight two specific ways that a church can care for their pastors.
特别的讨论了怎么样去照。
The first is through financial support for pastors.
第一个是要为牧师提供财政支持。
Verses 17 to 18.
17节到18节。
Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages.
17节到18节，那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉；那劳苦传道教导的人，更当如此。因为经上说：“牛在床上喘的时候，不可能住他的嘴。”又说：“工人得工价是应当的。”
Brothers and sisters, I want you to see that a distinction is made between elders who preach and teach and those who do not.
这里有一个区别，就是有的是长老他在教会里面讲道，那有一些是不讲道。
In other words, there's a distinction between vocational pastors
对，所以有一些区别，就是专职的牧师，
and lay leaders who are paid.
还有一些这个被就有资助的、有补偿的那些资源。
But we also have non-vocational elders or lay leaders who volunteer.
因为他们也有一些自愿的讲到的牧师和一些
And are employed outside of the church.
在教会以外受雇的。
See.
就让我们在做这些事情的时候，我们都要非常的小心。
In other words, we need to stay balanced.
我们需要有这样的平衡。
Decisions regarding the expenditure of church resources require balance.
在使用教会的这些资产的时候，我们需要有智慧，看我们来平衡各样的开支。
Especially maintaining a balance between support for ministries on the one hand.
特别是要支持教会的这些团福音的事工，
And financial compensation for pastors and leaders on the other.
还有支持教会的。牧师和另外的一些员工。
And so in this regard, the final verses here in 1 Timothy 5 give us some practical advice.
所以在最后的第25节，给我们很多很实际的一些忠告。
Verse 21 encourages us to practice impartiality.
再讲第21节。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing from partiality.
我在神和基督耶稣启蒙拣选的天使面前说：“不，你要遵守这些话，不可成见，行事也不可有偏心。
In other words, don't play favorites.
就是不要偏心某一样事情。
Second, don't be hasty in your decisions.
在你做决定的时候，也不要犹豫。
Verse 22. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands. In other words, in appointing people to leadership positions.
给人行按手的礼不可积存，不要很匆忙的去把一些人放在领导的位置上。
Do not be hasty in deciding how to allocate resources.
在 配这些钱财的食材的时候，也不要太仓促，
In these matters, we need to do our homework.
需要做一些先事先的调查功课。
Third, we're encouraged to keep ourselves as church leaders to keep ourselves pure.
三点就是教会的领袖要让自己是清洁的。
At the end of verse 22, nor take part in the sins of others, keep yourself pure.
第二十二点下面，不要在别人罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。
In other words, be careful and critical of your own motives.
要小心呢，自己身上做的事情。
Watch yourself and make sure you stay accountable.
那我们看到自己是有责任，
Yeah, you answer to someone.
要回答。
In my early years of pastoring at our church,
在 Scott Countryman 找新的服饰的时候。
there was a woman that in the church who was very well known.
We go for it.
She had been there for many, many years. But she didn't want me to be the pastor. She wanted someone else to be the pastor. And she wanted financial resources to go to projects that she wanted to support.
资产都去资助那些他喜欢的那些项目。
And this woman began to spread rumors about.
他甚至在教会里给他传这个谎言。
That was very, very difficult.
那这些谎言对于 Scott Countryman 来说是非常不容易。
Because she even accused me of stealing funds, of embezzling church funds.
他甚至。控告 Scott Countryman 牧师说偷了教会的资产。
But because I was in accountable relationships,
但是因为他是一个可靠的这些关系。
With the lead pastor and executive pastor and the elder board,
Scott Countryman 跟这些pastor 他们都有好关系。
they eventually brought her in and she was disciplined.
他们这些教会的人，负责的牧师把这个不能调到教会里面，给他了一些处罚。
Actually, together with her husband, had to leave the church for 6 months.
他写是必须从教会离开6个月，
Was not permitted to serve in the church for a year.
但在教会是1年的时间，他们不能服侍。
And eventually,
最后呢？
she and I were able to be reconciled.
就他们那个妇人和 Scott Countryman 牧师和好了。
To the extent that she prays for our ministry today.
到现在他还为这个 Scott Countryman 的这个侍奉祷告。
And when she sees me, she'll say, Oh, it was Malaysia.
牧师的时候，他会说呀：“你好吗？马来西亚怎么样啊？”
And so it's important for us as leaders to keep ourselves pure and to make sure we stay accountable.
这做领袖的教会的要清洁，然后要有这个可靠的这些事情。
I often thank Jesus for this woman. I often thank Jesus for this woman.
Scott Cameron 牧师为这个妇人感谢神。
Because it's helped me to be very, very careful in handling church finances.
经济上面，教会的经济上面是非常小心的，怎么样用钱，怎么样在各个事工上。
In verse 23, we see something else.
在第23节呢，我们又看到一些不同的讨论。
No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments.
你胃口不清，你吃饭便再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
Why does the Apostle Paul say this to the young pastor Timothy?
为什么他要在这里给年轻的 Timothy 不是说这些事情呢？
He's reminding Timothy that he also has to manage his physical health and stress.
他是在提醒提摩太要提摩太要照顾好自己的身体。
So things like diet and exercise and hobbies are all very important for those who lead in the church.
这些这个吃饭啊、锻炼啊、还有爱好啊，这些对这个在教会服侍的人都非常重要。
Finally, in verses 24 and 25,
最后24到25节，
in my words, we say, be careful of appearances.
最后就是要注意自己的形象，
People are not always what they appear.
人也不是他表面看起来的那样，
You can't judge a book by its cover.
你不能换了一本书只看它的封面。
Some may look really good, but you find that there is a sinful life.
五个人看起来很不错，但是他过的是辅助的一个生活。
But good works will eventually show themselves.
好的事情总共最后都会显现出来。
So, as we make these decisions in seeking to remain balanced,
那我们这样尽量的想让这些各样的施工能够平衡的时候。
we do well to pay attention to these words of advice.
我们要注意这些给我们的忠告。
What have we seen here today?
今天我们在这里看到什么呢？学到什么呢？
Churches and ministries have limited resources.
教会和一些这些都有都不是都只有限的资源。
And they need to remain balanced as to how they allocate those resources.
在分配这些资源的时候，必须要平衡各项的开支。
One hand, we have to care for those in need.
一方面，我们要照顾那些有需要的人；
On the other hand, we have to care for those who lead.
另一方面，我们也要资助那些在教会里施工的人。
And we need to take care as we proceed in making those decisions.
在做这些平衡的时候，都非要小心，才能做出决定。
Verse 21 reminds us that we stand in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus as we allocate the funds that have been entrusted to the church.
第21节提醒我们，在神给我们的这些教会的这些资源的时候，我们必须要在神面前很有这是他的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, balance is good.
兄弟姐妹们，保持一个平衡是非常重要的，
It's very useful in life.
在生命中也是非常有用的，
Like bread and water.
就像。
Maybe it should be taught in school.
于是，应该在学校里也讲这些事情。
Because it enriches your mind.
然后，我们的脑子也比较有好处，
Your body.
我们身体也有好处。
The church body
这个整个教会的这个系统，
and your life.
自己的生活。
Amen. Amen. God bless you.